You're listening to KTHT, Nelsonville, USA.
Hello, everyone. My name is Gregory Hollowtree, and I'm coming to you from the studios of KTHT Public Access here in Nelsonville, USA. I was wondering what I should do my first podcast about, so I asked Nelson. He suggested that I talk about sea songs and sea shanties. You see, hey, there's my first pun already. You see, Nelson knows that I love sea songs. He knows that I often visit Jack down at Jack's Fish Shack and talk about old songs and try to get him to remember some to teach me. Jack is what we call an old salt. He's been around the sea all his life. In fact, I believe he was born upon his father's ship while she was lying too. Music has always been part of the seafaring lifestyle, and Jack knows a lot of songs from back in the days when he used to work on ships which sailed all around the world. Jack has already taught me most of the songs that he still likes to sing, but once in a while, if I get him talking about the old days, he'll start to remember one from way back. First, he'll get the melody in a few words, and then usually he says that's all he can remember. But I know that if I open up a window and let the sea breeze and the sound of the gulls in, get him a fresh cup of grog, and start strumming my guitar and humming the melody, more verses are sure to come. Once they do, I write them down as quickly as possible, and the next thing you know, we have a new old song to sing. Okay, so let's talk about sea shanties. Sea shanties are a form of folk music. Their lyrics and tunes have been passed down over the years, and nobody knows who wrote them. They are part of an oral tradition which is passed down from person to person over the years. Now, one question I'm asked a lot is, what exactly is a sea shanty? And it's a great question because the term shanty gets applied to lots of songs which are really technically not sea shanties, but instead just sea songs or fo'castle songs, which we'll talk about more in a few minutes. A true sea shanty is a work song. It was sung by the crew of the ship in unison in order to coordinate the many repetitive tasks they had to perform. Sea shanties were usually performed a cappella, which means with voices only, no musical accompaniment. Sometimes there was a fiddle aboard a ship, or a button accordion, or possibly another instrument. I'm going to accompany myself on guitar, just to make it easier to keep the rhythm and stay in tune. Shanties usually take the form of a call and response, with the shantyman singing one line, followed by the crew singing the chorus. Each ship had a dedicated shantyman, someone with a strong voice and a good memory. He held in his head a store of songs for every occasion and type of work. The shantyman was not a formal position aboard ship. He was self-appointed and generally just a regular member of the crew. But if you had a good reputation as a shantyman, you'd be in demand as a valuable crew member. And now, a word from our sponsors.
Brought to you by Ray's Music Shop. You can find it at Ray's.
For hundreds of years, the only form of power aboard ships was the men of their crews. The ships moved around the sea using sails to harness the power of the wind. These ships grew to be very large and complex, containing many different sails and hundreds of lines or ropes to hold them in place. The sails were made of heavy canvas, and to raise them up took a lot of muscle power. Groups of men would need to haul on the lines in unison, and so they would time their pulls to the rhythm of a shanty. Another task which required coordination was the turning of the capstan, which would be used to raise the anchor, or for other tasks which required some mechanical assistance. A capstan is a large wheel set on its side on the deck of a ship. Wooden posts would be inserted so they stuck out of the sides of the wheel, kind of like a tinker toy, and each post would be pushed around by a man or two. The capstan was connected to a post which went below decks, and as the capstan and the post turned, it would work a gear which would raise the anchor. Well, how about that? I'm getting a call right now. Let me take this. Hello, this is Gregory Hollowtree.
Hello, Gregory. This is Jack the Sailor.
Well, hey, Jack. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. I heard you were talking about sea shanties, and I figured I'd give ye a call.
Well, thanks a lot, Jack. In fact, I just told a story about you.
I appreciate that. Are you going to sing any sea shanties for the folks?
Well, yes, as a matter of fact, I am, Jack.
Well, I'll leave you to it, then. But first, let me tell you a joke.
Okay, Jack, I love jokes.
What's the difference between a guitar and a fish?
I don't know, Jack. What is the difference between a guitar and a fish?
You can't tune a fish.
Oh, Jack. Well, thank you for that.
I'll be seeing you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was Jack the Sailor calling in. Thank you for that, Jack.
Still another task that needed a shanty was the working of the pump. All wooden ships leak, at least a little bit, plus water gets in the ship from rough seas or rain. The water collects down in the very bottom of the ship in what is called the bilge hold. Bilge water was notoriously dirty and smelly. This water had to be pumped out, and they used a two-person pump and later a pump which used a capstan. So those are some of the tasks that the sailors used their shanties for. And because there were different tasks, there were different kinds of shanties. So let's talk about the different kinds of sea shanties. One common shanty was called the long-haul shanty. These were used when there was a lot of rope pulling to be done. They usually had two pulls in the chorus. Here's an example called Blow the Man Down. The sailors would pull on the words weigh and blow in the chorus.
Come all ye young fellows that follow the sea, to me weigh, hey, blow the man down. Pray pay attention and listen to me, give me some time to blow the man down. I'm a deep water sailor just in from Hong Kong, to me weigh, hey, blow the man down. If you'll give me some grog, I will sing you a song. Give me some time to blow the man down. 'Twas on a black baller I first served my time, way, blow the man down. And on that black baller I wasted my prime. Give me some time to blow the man down.
And on it would go. Another type of sea shanty was the short haul shanty. This was used for jobs which required great force. These usually had one pull in the chorus. Here's an example using the song Haul Away Joe. In this song, the sailors would pull on the word Joe. I'll sing two verses, but there are many more.
When I was a little lad, or so my mother told,
third type of shanty was the capstan shanty, used by sailors turning the capstan. These could be smoother, with a steady beat similar to a marching song, because
Really, the men working the capstan were just marching around in circles, pushing a bar. Here's an example called Hullabaloo Belay.
Me mother kept a boarding house, Hullabaloo Belay. Hullabaloo Belay, Belay. And all the boarders were out to sea, Hullabaloo Belay. A fresh young fellow named Shallow Brown, Hullabaloo Belay. Hullabaloo, Belay, Belay. Followed me mother all around the town, Hullabaloo Belay. One day when father was on the crown, Hullabaloo Belay. Hullabaloo, Belay, Belay. Me mother ran off with Shallow Brown, Hullabaloo Belay. Me father says, young man, me boy, Hullabaloo Belay. Hullabaloo, Belay, Belay. To which I quickly made my reply, Hullabaloo Belay. Me father slowly pined away, Hullabaloo Belay. Hullabaloo, Belay, Belay. Because me mother came back the next day, Hullabaloo Belay.
Now, there were a few other different types of shanties, but those are the main ones. And remember, these categories were loose and the songs were often adapted for different work by changing the rhythm and the tempo. Not all songs commonly sung on board ships were sea shanties. There were also songs sung for relaxation and entertainment. These are called forecastle songs, named after the part of the ship where the sailors usually relaxed, the forecastle. One example of this kind of song would be Song of the Fishes, which the Hollow Trees recorded on our first CD. This song also served to teach new sailors how to identify the many fish they would encounter on their voyages. Let's take a listen to the Hollow Trees recording of Song of the Fishes.
Come all you bold fishermen, listen to me. I'll sing you a song of the fish in the sea. Blow ye winds westerly, westerly blow. We're bound for the southland, so steady we go. First comes the bluefish, a wagging his tail. He comes up on deck and yells, all hands make sail. Blow ye winds westerly, westerly blow. We're bound for the southland, so steady we go. Then comes the mackerel with his striped back. He flops on the bridge and yells, board the main tack. Blow ye winds westerly, westerly blow. We're bound for the southland, so steady we go. Next come the herrings with their little tails. They man sheets and halyards and set all the sails. Blow ye winds westerly, westerly blow. Bound for the southland, so steady we go. Then comes the porpoise with his short snout. He jumps on the bridge and yells, ready about. Blow ye winds westerly, westerly blow. We're bound for the southland, so steady we go. Next comes the swordfish, the scourge of the sea. The order he gives is helms a lee. Blow ye winds westerly, westerly blow. We're bound for the southland, so steady we go. Then comes the turbo, as red as a beet. He shouts from the bridge, stick out that foresheet. Blow ye winds westerly, westerly blow. We're bound for the southland, so steady we go. Along comes the shark with his three rows of teeth. He flops on the foreyard and takes a snug reef. Blow ye winds westerly, westerly blow. We're bound for the southland, so steady we go. Having accomplished these wonderful feats, the blackfish sings out next to raise tacks and sheet. Blow ye winds westerly, westerly blow. We're bound for the southland, so steady we go. Up jumps the fisherman, stalwart and grim, and with his big net, he scoops them all in.
Blowy winds, westerly, westerly blow, we're bound for the Southland, so steady we go. We're bound for the Southland, so steady we go.
Many of the sea theme songs around today were probably never sung on board ships. They came from songwriters writing for the British Music Hall and vaudeville stages. They sometimes mimic the form of traditional sea songs, but their history can be traced and often their authors identified. This doesn't make them any worse, just different. In fact, a couple of my favorite sea songs fall into this category. I'll sing one now called The Eddystone Light, named after a famous lighthouse.
My father was the keeper of the Eddystone Light. He slept with the mermaid one fine night. From this union there came three, a porpoise and a porgy, and the other was me. Yo ho ho, the wind blows free. Oh, for the life of the rolling sea. One night as I was a trimming of the glim, singing a verse about the wayward wind, a voice from the starboard shouted ahoy. There was my mother sitting on a buoy. Yo ho ho, the wind blows free. Oh, for the life of the rolling sea. Oh, what has become of my children three? My mother then she asked of me. One was exhibited as a talking fish, the other was served in a chafing dish. Yo ho ho, the wind blows free. Oh, for the life of the rolling sea. The phosphorus flashed in her seaweed hair. I looked again and my mother wasn't there. A voice came a-echoing out through the night, to hell with the keeper of the Eddystone Light. Yo ho ho, the wind blows free. Oh, for the life of the rolling sea.
One neat thing about sea shanties is that you can use them yourself if you have some work to do. Sometimes I like to sing one when I'm walking up a lot of stairs or a steep hill to the beat of each step I take. You can also sing them for fun when you're jumping rope or beating batter for your waffles. If you're interested in learning more about sea shanties, I highly recommend a book called Songs of the Sailor and Lumberman by William Dorflinger. This is the authoritative scholarly text on the history of shanties and contains many songs with many variations of the words. One rule about sea shanties which was always followed was that songs which spoke of returning home were only sung on the journey back. The song Leave Her, Johnny, Leave Her in particular was sung as the bilge was pumped for the last time when the ship was finally tied up in port. And so now I'll leave you with the song Leave Her, Johnny, Leave Her. And through the miracle of studio technology, I will sing along with myself.
Oh, the times were hard and the wages low. Leave her, Johnny, leave her. I'll pack my bag and go below. It's time for us to leave her. It's growl you may, but go you must. Leave her, Johnny, leave her. It matters not if last or first, it's time for us to leave her. I'm a-gettin' thin and growin' sad. Leave her, Johnny, leave her. Since first I joined this wooden clad, it's time for us to leave her. I thought I heard the first mate say, leave her, Johnny, leave her. Just one more drag and then belay, it's time for us to leave her. Well, the work was hard and the voyage long. Leave her, Johnny, leave her. The seas were high and the gales were strong. It's time for us to leave her. The sails are furled and the work is done. Leave her, Johnny, leave her. And now on shore we'll have some fun. It's time for us to leave her. It's time for us to leave her.
Brought to you by Jack's Fish Shack. You'll have a merry time at Jack's.